There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. This is the only kind of holster I run. I make configurations go inside the waistband. I make configurations outside the waistband. That same one can run on a drop leg rig, on a vest, chest, side, wherever. It's just completely modular. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I've got a nightmare for you to consider. You're at the mall. You're going to Build-A-Bear with your grandchild. To Build-A-Bear. And, as you're sitting there building a bear, a bunch of guys pop in from the one of the access hallways. They've got the nice ISIS flags with them. And we now have an active shooter event in front of you, in front of the Build-A-Bear. What are you going to do? I personally don't know what you're going to do. But I know somebody who might. So I brought him on board today. Joining us again from Sage Dynamics. He's a very nice young man. He's very polite. And he'll kill you in a heartbeat. His name is Aaron Cowan. Kill you with style. He'll kill you with style, won't you?
If I have to.
I've seen Aaron practice. When he practices, there's always a flourish. Okay, one of the classes you offer, and I don't know how many people actually offer this, but you offer the armed citizen in an active shooter scenario, don't you?
Yes, sir. I do a 2-day citizen response to active shooter class. There's a few other people doing it. I don't know how many are using the simulation system. I know some people do it as a live fire class, which
right.
Obviously takes away from how much realism you can include in it. There are a few people.
Now, when somebody comes to this class, and before you start telling about it, this is my only question. A lot of the trends right now. I mean, Glock just came out with the Glock 43 because somebody wanted a single-stack Glock that doesn't carry a lot of ammo because they want to carry a gun, but they don't really want it to be a bother.
Yeah, you know, I got some great advice. It wasn't intended as advice, but I was having a conversation with Nathan Murr. He's one of the writers for Breach Ben Clear, and he's like, you know, I own a small gun because I'm more likely to carry it, which, you know, I'd always thought that way, but I'd never really put it into words. I own a 380. I never carry it. The smallest gun I have is a Glock 26, which, as you know, accepts all 9mm Glock SIG double stack magazines. So even
right.
if I have a 10 round in it, my spare can be, you know, a 9. I like the idea that 43 is a backup, but I don't think I would carry it as the only gun I have on me.
So I guess my question to you is, when somebody comes to you and they show up with a Ruger LC9 or a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, or they just got the advanced bonus copy of the Glock 43. Is there a little conversation that happens before that, or do you actually let them go through the course and find out for themselves?
In every class, live fire and simulations. With simulations classes, I think guys have they end up coming away from any of the sims classes with a very critical appreciation of how much ammo they carry. Because it's available, I use all Glock 17. That way I don't have to invest in big features.
We keep losing you for some reason. Did we lose him, Hank Cannon? All right. Can you try to get him again? Thank you. Such is the never-ending drama that is live radio. That's one thing to keep in mind when you're operating in an area where there's ISIS and all this other stuff that might be there. What are you going to carry? The smallest gun I carry is this one right here, this Glock 26, and it has a +2 adapter on the bottom of the magazine. So I got 12 rounds on tap right here. It's not the size of the gun that I object to; it's how many rounds does it hold. Glock 43, which everybody, I'd love to have it. Well, all right, we got you again there, Aaron.
What I was saying is when people come and take my class, like the munitions class, they use a Glock 17 just because it'd be very complicated for me to try to get a kit for every single gun out there, and they don't make them for every gun, just more of your popular guns. And people come away from any munitions class with a really good appreciation for how much ammo their gun carries. Usually I ask guys going into any situation, you know, do you carry a spare magazine? If they don't carry a spare magazine, I don't give them one. If guys are usually carrying like a 380 or something like that, I try to give them the same amount of ammunition they would have in that gun.
Right.
Now, in self-defense shootings, it is uncommon for a citizen in a self-defense shooting to actually fight to a reload, but it can happen. And because it can happen, we should definitely carry spare ammunition. So the reduced capacity guns, I'm not a huge fan of them as a primary means of self-defense.
As a backup, they're good, but not as a primary.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the Glock 26, which I'm carrying right now, I've got +2s on all of my Glock 26 magazines, so I got 12 rounds on tap with that, and I carry occasionally a couple of spare Glock 19 magazines because it'll take those readily, and that's why I carry that. That's as small as I want to go, though.
Yeah, and I'm pretty much on the same page with you. I rarely carry the 26 I have. Generally, I carry a 17, sometimes a 19, but my spare magazine is always a Glock 17 mag with +3. So I'm pretty comfortable with that amount of ammunition. And it's strange because I ask guys in classes, like, you know, the guys like, you know, you carry spare ammo. The guys that say, oh, I always carry a spare magazine. I ask them, do you ever carry two? And they're like, well, you know, sometimes. And I'm like, what made you that day carry two spare magazines? But other days you don't. No one ever really has a good answer for that one. It's just maybe they had a feeling and they're like, you know what, maybe I should carry that spare magazine today.
I carry two.
Yeah, some people just carry one. Some people occasionally carry two.
When I'm going, if I have to travel a ways away from the house,
yeah.
I'll carry the Glock 19 and three spare magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't have anything close by to rejuvenate things if something goes down. We're coming up on the first break, so for people that want to find out about, we're going to talk about what actually happens in the next segment. But for people that want to find out more about Sage Dynamics and the armed citizen introduced to the active shooter scenarios that you and the other classes you teach, how do they find out about this?
You can go to sagedynamics.org, and that has a full list of class offerings. And then I have the youtube.com/sagedynamics for the YouTube channel. I'm on Instagram @sagedynamics and Twitter @sagedynamics. My next active shooter course, citizen response active shooter course, is in Richmond the 18th and 19th of April.
And you also write for Moderno?
I write for Moderno, Recoil Magazine, Recoil's website, and Brief Then Clear.
Recoil Magazine. That means you know Ian.
I do. He's my editor.
Do you understand everything Ian says to you?
I spend most of my time communicating with him through email. So,
okay.
Yes.
All right. So you don't have to sit there and try to break down all of the English slang, right?
No one has been able to affect an accent in written text yet.
There you go.
At least he doesn't try.
Yeah, well, Ian Harrison, I do like him. I'm glad Recoil got a hold of him. And it's good that they're attracting people like you. We're coming up on the next break. Check. We're talking active shooter. And that's coming. That's coming soon. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, only kind I run. Talking to Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics, we're talking about, now we're actually going to get into the meat of it. We're talking about the active shooter being introduced to you, the armed citizen. So how does that class start out? Is there any classroom time on this? Do you lay out different scenarios? How does that work?
It's classroom and technique and theory. So I basically go through the history of active shooter, like the evolution of responsive active shooter in law enforcement, take a look at that, and then get into like your what really separates the active shooter as a crime from other situations. The biggest separation is there's no criminal profit involved in an active shooter situation. The sole motivation of the shooter or shooters is just to kill people. So that you have, I guess, less grounds to be, you know, to reason with a person, because at that point, everybody's a target. You know, in a crime, it may not be necessarily personal. They're literally just going to use violence against you to gain some kind of profit, whereas an active shooter situation, there's everybody's a potential target. And then into the practicals of it, basic techniques for using the environment to your advantage. And then I really, really stress driving home the being able to understand the chaotic nature that the situation is going to be. And then also I have to drive home the fact that, like, you know, if you're by yourself, your game plan may change. If you're with your family, your game plan may change. You know, some people, you know, armed citizens, they're definitely willing to get involved and save lives if they can. But if you have your 3-year-old or 6-year-old son or daughter with you, or even just your wife, things may, your plan may change. And people need to be definitely aware of that.
Well, you're looking, you're always looking, you know, it just changes the whole dynamic depending on
yes.
how you're set up
yes.
as far as all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're talking about how dynamic and chaotic it is, is that true of somebody that actually takes this class and graduates from it, though? Do they regard the situation as chaotic? Because that can be problematic for people.
Definitely. I think they're going to have a better appreciation and understanding of how chaotic the situation can be. The worst time to experience anything is the first time. If you've been through it in training and that training was very, very realistic, or as realistic as we can possibly make it, then the actual situation will feel a little bit more familiar. Again, you know, there's a million possible variables that go into any shooting situation, and probably even more so with an active shooter situation. But if it's something you're like, okay, I've experienced something like this before, I've trained for this, I know my limitations, I'm honest with myself, and I can decide whether or not I want to get involved.
So, from that point, once they're going into that, what comes up for... Where are they going first? They're going to live fire or they're going to simunition?
After the first day, day two is all simunition scenarios. And the whole class, basically, everybody will go through, every single student goes through 3 active shooter scenarios. Each scenario is different, and no student will go through a scenario in which they had already participated as a role player. So if you're acting as, like, you know, just one of the citizens, when you go through your scenario, it's going to be completely different. That way you don't be like, oh, well, you know, I went through this when I was, you know, pretending like I was the guy in the movie theater, so I know exactly what's going to happen. That allows the student to gain the situation, which, you know, it's a loss of training value there. So every time they go in, it's brand new to them, which definitely aids in being beneficial. The students acting, you know, the better role players they are, the better they are at actually to act their little script, the more beneficial the training is. But by utilizing the full class, I can, as close as I can, replicate that chaotic nature of an active shooter situation.
Right.
And I've based all that on any research, any video, any basically lessons learned or AARs by law enforcement. Everything I've been able to get my hands on is how I've built these scenarios to make them as realistic as possible.
Well, I mean, I want to look at one with you.
Okay.
And I want to look at Aurora.
Okay.
Because that was a very distinct, individualized sort of setup. You got a guy with a backlit screen in a haze of smoke, which you and I know what a guy looks like in a mask, his blackened silhouette in a haze of smoke with backlight behind him.
Mm-hmm.
They make out like, they're making out like nobody knew he was there. That's the first point. An armed citizen there close to him, 3 or 4 rows up, has got to shoot down and at an angle. That's a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Versus an armed citizen on the opposite corner who now has an aisle he can walk down and try to get a vantage point on him.
Yeah.
So in an active shooter incident, you've got a whole bunch of different scenarios to consider that can be employed. Mm-hmm. Do you take those? Do you take things like that into account when you're designing your scenarios for the
definitely.
Students?
And as the role player, like if someone's just acting as a participant, I tell them like react to the situation that you would react like you'd react in real life. If you were unarmed and this person was doing this, or you know somebody came in and started shooting, I want you to make this as realistic as possible. And for those people who are like, well, I just tackle them, I'm like, okay, don't do that. I need you to enable to give the best training value for the student to actually flee for your life. Make it as realistic as possible. And the things I've seen with the simulations classes is it's very, very rare for me to have a student shoot somebody who didn't deserve to be shot. I think live fire, the training artificialities that come with live fire have, especially when it comes to actually range construction, have really limited people's ability to think outside the box, so to speak. Because we can't, you know, we can't do high angle shooting. We can't shoot over berms. You know, all the guns have to face this way at the same time. And that's because of safety, but it's also because of range design and because no one's challenged it before. I mean, everybody still uses two dimensional targets, which doesn't make any sense to me because people are three dimensional.
Right.
But it's like, oh, well, that's nice. 3D targets exist, but I'm going to keep using this. And that doesn't really prepare the student as well as it could for real life. If you want to learn to work around people and exercise fire discipline, it's really hard to get that motivation on a square range, which is where simulations is a great system. You can do it with live fire up to an extent, but you're definitely right. Like, people have to be prepared to confront a situation that does not occur on the range.
Yes, and I want to. We're coming up on the next break. I want to talk about those limitations at ranges. Present to somebody like you, because you're sort of thinking out of the box, and this is the way I think training is going to move in this general direction. I see it in a couple of ways, and I want to bounce those off of you. If you have the time, you got the time for that?
Definitely. Yep.
All right. SageDynamics.org. That is the gateway to all things that Cowan does, and he does a lot. And he's a thinking trainer, which is very dangerous. Very dangerous individual when you think about it, simply because he's constantly looking at other ways to reinvent the wheel and make a better mousetrap. Does that sound about right to you? We'll talk about that. We're about to run out of time before I get the question answered. SageDynamics.org, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Contact them. If you can't get to Atlanta, a lot of times he will put something together and he'll be coming close to you one way or the other. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. Give them a look. Check out the Scorpion line. It is bad. This is some stuff that you've never seen before. Talking to Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics, we're talking about... the active shooter being introduced to the armed citizen. This is so new that there's like ranges and curriculum and everything else. This, the way that's taught has to be evolving, doesn't it?
Yes. It's constantly evolving in law enforcement as well. And unfortunately, there are minds in law enforcement think like, well, you know, we get this training, but we shouldn't be giving it to citizens. In fact, when I started my citizen class for active shooter response, I had one of my old mentors who's still, you know, he's an old dog in the SWAT world. He called me and said, you shouldn't be teaching civilians this stuff, which we still disagree on to this day. But, you know, statistics you go with, 25% of active shooters are stopped by police. The other 75%, if you want to break it down to percentage, are stopped by citizens, either armed or unarmed. So just based on those statistics, I'm like, well, you know, the biggest common denominator in an active shooter situation is the citizen. The cops aren't there because most active shooters avoid areas where law enforcement are heavy in number. So they go to a place that, you know, gun-free zones and things like that, and they, you know, start shooting it up. And, you know, 4 or 5 to 15 to 8 they have available to them to shoot, then they hear the police sirens or the law enforcement response, and that kind of ruins their crime spree.
Right.
But the citizen is the common denominator. So if a citizen wants access to that kind of training, who am I to say, no, I'm not going to teach you that? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, you know, I think the stereotypically, you think of somebody like that former female police officer who dealt with the guy at the church.
Mm-hmm. The Arvada, Colorado shooting?
Yep. And but then I think about the Clackamas Mall.
Mm-hmm. That was security guard, or he wasn't a security guard. He was ex-military. I remember that.
He was like 20. He's a 20-something. He didn't shoot at the shooter. The shooter saw him, and you're talking about the shooter gets stopped. I think the percentage of shooters shooting themselves is about 45% when the second gun is in.
Yeah, that's what happened
in that case.
The self-termination rate is pretty high.
So, with that in mind, and I know a couple of I've seen the statistics like civilians are 20 to 30 times more likely to run into something like this than a police officer because they're avoiding police officers. And the most telling one for me is the average loss of life waiting for the second gun. With it, with the police, it's 18, and with the civilian shooter, it's 2.5. So having a civilian shooter there is pretty vital if you don't want to have a really horrific incident, isn't it?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Law enforcement, there is no average response time on law enforcement responses nationwide. They've tried, and there's just so many police agencies, municipalities, and things like that. They've never come up with a number. It could be 5 minutes, it could be 25 minutes, depending on where you're at. You think of a rural school setting, I mean, you may have one or two deputies on the road, maybe a state patrol guy. Like, distance is distance. No matter how fast that cop drives, distance is still going to factor into his response time. With the citizen, he's already there. If he's taken that moral responsibility to protect his own life and the lives of his loved ones and those he chooses to protect, he's got the tools. But does he have the knowledge that's going to help him, be able to fight through something like that successfully?
Right.
In law enforcement, active shooter training went from establish a perimeter and wait for SWAT. We saw that with Columbine in 99. Then they went into active shooter training. So cops are getting this active shooter training. The problem with active shooter training is it's becoming more and more like SWAT training. They're
right.
Like, okay, we need a four-man team. I call that tactical loitering. If an officer shows up at a building and he's got the tools and the knowledge to go in there, engage, and stop the shooter, what's he doing waiting around for three other officers to show up?
Do you not think he should wait for at least one so they can do some sort of overwatch when they're going down the hallway?
Absolutely not. My personal belief is if the officer has the training and the personal dedication to his job to protect lives, then he should make entry and stop the shooter. There's no, like, officer safety is minimizing risk. It is not removal of risk. Now, me as a police officer, if I was, back when I worked uniform, if I responded to an active shooter and I was the first one to show up and my backup was 30 seconds out, that's too long. For me, that's way too long. 30 seconds, how many rounds can you fire in 30 seconds, Bill?
Oh, quite a few.
Exactly.
Quite a few. If I'm... I showed Aaron one gun one time, and he looked at it and said, "Most of the time, I think these are crap. That crap gun that I showed you, I can empty it. I can get the 17 rounds out of it in about 3 seconds." So
I don't doubt it. And then you factor in a reload. You got a fresh magazine. 30 seconds is a lot of time.
Yeah.
And for me, every gunshot is another potential life lost. So if I responded as a police officer and I get to this door and I can hear gunshots inside, I'm not going to wait around. Some guys will, and that's their personal decision. Some departments, it's policy. You will wait for at least two officers to respond. And I think that's a horrible policy because it doesn't account for exigent circumstances where, hey, I go in there and I can see this guy from where I'm at, his back's to me, but I got to wait for another officer.
Right.
And most cops I know are going to be like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that policy. I just went in there and stopped the guy. Sorry. But as a citizen, you're there. You're in the potential pool of targets. So some people would look at it as, okay, well, you shouldn't get involved in something like that. It's going to be chaotic. You pull your gun out, the cops are going to shoot you. And those things are all possibilities, but anything is possible.
Well, how many times has that actually happened where the Samaritan shooter has been killed by the cops accidentally?
I've heard gun store stories about it. But and I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but I'm saying I can't actively think of a specific situation that, you could find. I'm sure it has happened. I know off-duty cops have been shot by other cops. That has happened. But it's very, very rare. And my I guess if someone brought that up, my question would be then, like, well, okay, then what are you going to do? If that's your concern, just go ahead and sell all your guns and never leave the house.
Right. Well, this whole idea that a police officer is an idiot and can't do a little bit of math when he rounds a corner. I have read very isolated reports like that kid in New York, that rookie in New York who saw a shadow in an apartment building and shot and killed somebody that wasn't a criminal.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear about that.
Yeah.
But that has got to be as rare as the active shooter incident is.
I would definitely agree with you. I mean, it's not an epidemic. It's not even enough to be a statistic. I try to stay up on this stuff as much as possible. I'm constantly, you know, looking for research, and every time an active shooting situation unfortunately does take place, I get all the details I can about it to adjust my curriculum if necessary. But it's just not something that happens to a degree to where we can measure it. Now, if you're gear-centric, and a lot of gun people are, there's products out there that you can purchase. There's a company out of Reno, Nevada. I can't remember the name of it right now, but they make this sash you can throw over your shoulder. It says security or police or CCW. It's bright orange or green or whatever, very reflective, kind of like a PT belt for the military, and it will clearly identify you if that's something you're worried about. It's not necessarily a product that most people are going to wear every single day. It goes back to, like, you know, some days you carry one magazine, some days you carry none, some days you carry two. But if somebody's actually really concerned about that, there are options available. And, of course, verbals are huge. And another one is if an officer tells you to put your gun down, listen to him.
Yes.
You may be the most responsible gun owner, veteran, former law enforcement. You teach NRA on the weekends. You're a member of Appleseed. He doesn't know any of that. All he knows is you have a gun, and you're in a situation where people have been shot, reports of people have been shot, and you're standing there with a gun. So, of course, his initial response is going to be drop the gun.
Right.
And, you know, everybody should, of course, comply because.
Did we lose him? That's a horrible place.
Yes.
Okay. You still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We're coming up on the last break. When we get back, I want to ask you about the nightmare scenario. I want to talk about the possibility of a Westgate Mall Nairobi, Kenya type attack that would be, it's an active shooter attack. See what you think about that. We'll be right back with my guest, Sage Dynamics Chief Instructor Aaron Cowan, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. beekeeper Jeff Maddox, seedsman Mike Knox, author Gayla Pruitt, author Harry Cooper, food expert Joe Acapinti, and Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. You ever, didn't I ask you if you ever tried these, Aaron?
What's that?
Have you ever tried G-Code?
Yes. When I did a review on the Lionheart, they sent me an NCOG with it. I like them. And G-Code makes great attachment methods as well. I have a few of their stuff I just ordered and kind of, you know, kitted up myself.
RTI.
Yeah, the quick detach stuff is great.
Yep. Anyway, now, does anybody train anybody besides some very elite military forces? Does anybody train as civilians for a Mumbai or a Nairobi type attack, which has most surely got to be coming here?
Well, I'm sure there's someone out there doing it. Team-based tactics is basically what you're talking about, yeah?
Right. Well, I don't know how that would work. See, because if I'm out there with my grandchildren, my wife and everybody, I might have the stuff in the car. I certainly don't have it on me. But if I've got the stuff in the car, I'm still an army of one. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. You see it. It's actually not that difficult to introduce into training if we get away from more of the mentality. I have students come to my classes all the time, and it's two buddies, three buddies, a husband and a wife. Like, these are people who spend a lot of time together. And I'm like, well, you guys work on communication and things like that. And sometimes I get a yes, sometimes I get a no. If you spend a lot of time with other gun-carrying individuals, there's no reason why you shouldn't be talking about basic techniques to work together in the unlikely but very possible event that you encounter a situation like that. It's entirely possible. It just hasn't happened yet. Doesn't mean it won't happen. It happens in law enforcement all the time. I mean, everybody's cops, so that's a little bit different. But probably the best example I've seen recently was the active shooter they had in Canada, where there's really good video of a shot being fired down a hallway, and you've got cops from like 9 or 10 different agencies all basically working together right then, right there. They all have the same profession, but most of them probably had never even met each other before that moment.
Right.
So is it possible? Yes, it's something you should definitely keep in mind in your own personal practice and training. And if you spend a lot of time with other gun carriers, other armed citizens, it's definitely a conversation that needs to take place. You need to have the basics down on how to work together. I try to include that in every single class I have. In fact, I'm about to do a class specifically for people that are minded in that way. Like, hey, you and the friend that you spend a lot of time with, your wife, your husband, whoever, this class is for you. And it's going to be basically all self-defense focused on, you know, 2-3 people working together.
Right. For somebody who might not be able to get to your class,
mm-hmm.
But maybe they have access. The outdoor range is making a comeback, at least in my state. I don't know how it is in Georgia where you're at. But the outdoor range is making a comeback. And some of them are actually going to allow you to actually move around a little bit, too.
As every range should.
As every range should. Is there any sort of drill that is out there that you put a video up on or something that would benefit them in, for active shooter training?
Actually, funny you should mention that. I was out in Louisiana recently doing a class for a church out there for active shooter response. And I spent some time with the guys from 556 Tactical, and when I did just a little private class with some of their employees after the active shooter class. And we were talking about, you know, what do you do if you're in a restaurant, four or five of us together, because these guys all carry, because, you know, it's a gun company.
Right.
And they're like, well, what do we do if we're, you know, sitting at a in a barbecue joint at a picnic table and a shooter comes in, and I recognize him, but I don't have time to key everybody else into it. So I basically just filmed a short little video talking about some of the possible techniques you could use in a situation like that to immediately confront the threat and then get everybody on the same page. There are techniques you can use. That video will be up tomorrow at noon. But I've done drills on that before, how to, you know, defensive third party, stuff like that. So there's definitely drills on my channel where you can see that, and something you can practice if you have access to a range that allows it.
When you're, what about now in a lot of cases, like in the case of Sandy Hook, in the case of Aurora, in the case of Clackamas Mall, you've got a handgun going in the hands of a citizen going up against a long gun. Is that something that should be, I mean, okay, there's a certain degree of respect, but fire maneuvers, is that right?
Exactly, exactly. You can overcome a superior weapon with superior maneuverability. You probably remember that from the military. And that it's popular jargon in the military because it's more or less true. If I could give everybody one tool, if everybody came to my class and I could only have them, if I could only give them one tool, it would be learn how to change your ankle, learn how to move. Because we've spent so long as a shooting community standing in stalls. You know, you've got 3 feet, you can't move, and even if you could move, you have a wall, you know, right there. You can't move realistically. If you come up against a superior weapon, get behind him, flank him, do whatever you have to do, seek adequate cover, seek a better position. Even if you don't actually get to engage him, your presence is going to take his attention off the unarmed people, hopefully. And if it doesn't, then you have a pretty good clear shot at him when he's not paying attention to you.
Again, it's almost leisurely, isn't it, that?
Yes. Again, there's a million possible variables that go into the situation. I won't say this will happen, but I can say it can happen. But the biggest thing is movement. You know, if you don't have a range that allows you to move, find one. If you can't find one that you need to be practicing this stuff, try fire. Work on your maneuverability, work on your movement. Be moving at all times unless it doesn't make sense to move.
Now, one of the things that I don't think a lot of people give a lot of homage to is the fact that, like in the case of Aurora, where this guy was operating in the dark, and everybody said it was dark. That disadvantage, he had the same disadvantage as far as vision. He was just the only one firing outwards.
Well, absolutely. And the presence of one armed citizen with one hand out flashlight would completely change the game.
Yeah. So, most of the time you never hear that kind of thing get brought up, that whatever is a disadvantage to you is most of the time going to be a disadvantage to the shooter.
Oh, absolutely. Like when you're going through the sympathetic nervous responses of a high stress situation, they are too. Maybe not to the same degree, because maybe they've done this before. There are people in this world that are perfectly comfortable with having loaded guns pointed at them because it's happened to them so much. But they still go through this physiological effects that you definitely. And a disadvantage for you is most likely a disadvantage to them. Dark is dark. If they're not using a light, you don't have a light, then your vision is pretty much on the same level.
I would imagine that, now from what I've seen, okay, now you may be able to correct me on this, but most of the time, a student of yours, if they're introduced into that sort of situation, when that happens, the advantage automatically is going to go to your student, because most of the active shooters that I, with the exception of Adam Lanza, who did lots of simulations on Battlefield 4 or whatever it was.
Video games.
Yeah. Except for that kind of mindset, most everybody else there is coming in there sort of new, aren't they? I mean, James Holmes didn't know how to clear a Betamax.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of training. The Columbine shooters, they spend a lot of time practicing. I don't know if they spend a lot of time shooting and practicing, but they spend a lot of time getting comfortable with the weapons.
Right.
Which didn't even factor into the situation because they never got into a running gun battle with police, so it never factored in because all their targets were unarmed anyway. But yeah, that's definitely a factor. The thing I've noticed just coming up in the gun community is you can't pick up a scalpel and be a doctor. But there are people out there that think if I buy a gun, I'm an expert.
Right.
And that's a kind of a dangerous mentality, but, you know, especially men being men, especially the more alpha male you are, the more likely you are to be like, okay, I don't need any training. I know how to work the gun. I shoot really good ragged holes. I've, you know, watched some Magpul DVDs, so I'm good to go. And it can't be further from the truth, but you don't know what you don't know. And you can't learn what you think you already know. So I tell everybody, you don't have to train with me. Take a class. And if you learn something, maybe there's something to this training thing.
Maybe. I don't know where I'm at on a fire maneuver just yet. What generation would they say it is? Is it fourth now?
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, the reason I'm asking that is I'm getting closer and closer to being cut loose on the rehab part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I'm cut loose, I want to come down with some of my toys. Everything I've got is going to be pristine and clean because I've never run with it, and I got to get it dirty.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Even if that means we drag it behind your pickup truck.
Well, we won't do it on purpose, but it's likely to get dirty through incidental contact with the earth.
Okay. That works for me. One more time. Tell them how they find Aaron Cowan.
SageDynamics.org, YouTube/SageDynamics, Instagram @SageDynamics, one word, and Twitter @SageDynamics, one word. Write for Recoil Magazine, Recoil Web, Breach Bang Clear, and Monderno.com.
If you're out there and you have anything to do with guns, it's going to be hard not to trip over him. And that video that you're about to post, will that be linked on your website?
It'll be linked. I'll put it up on the Stake Dynamics Facebook, which I forgot to mention. I'll also put a link to it on the Instagram and the Twitter.
Very good. Thank you for joining me, sir. I will be in touch.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure.
All right. Folks, that is it. We'll do it again in 22 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.